Hey, this is the People of Pawling, and what is your name?
My name is Jeff Arnold.
And Jeff, how long have you lived in Pawling?
So we moved to Pawling in 1999. So May of 99 we moved here, so 26 years, a little over 26 years.
And what brought you here?
Great question. My brother, I was working in the city, my wife was working in Newburgh, so we were trying to find something kind of in between. And my brother was dating a girl at college, and she's like, oh, we have a friend that lives in this great little town up there called Pawling. We were living in Mamaroneck at the time. And I said, I never heard of Pawling. I said, but that's great. Who's your friend? His name is James Jones. And it turns out it was James Earl Jones was her friend. So we kind of came up here on her recommendation just to go check it out. And the rest is history. So we just came up on my brother's ex-girlfriend from college saying that she knew this great actor that lived here. And we came here and we fell in love with it.
What do you think makes Pawling unique?
Wow. So the smallness of it, right? Everybody, and this is a good thing and a bad thing. Everybody knows everybody, which is great. It is a friendly town. It's a warm town. And everyone I know would give you the shirt off their back. So it's a really amazing sense of community. And I think that's really what gives it, that's the fabric of the soul of Pawling is the community and the fact that everybody knows everybody and would do anything for anybody.
What do you think is its biggest challenge?
I will answer it the same way I just answered the last question, the smallness of it. So everybody knows everybody. Like I said, that can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. I think as a small town, trying to do bigger things, that's probably the biggest challenge, is how do we keep that small town feeling but grow exponentially to answer all the needs of the incoming people that come, that are moving here. We're getting bigger in terms of housing and apartments and things. How do we answer the needs of our community? I want to keep that small town Rockwellian feel. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, how do we grow and how do we expand certain things, but keep that sense of community and that small town feel intact?
This is the hard one.
Yeah,
this is the hard one. Maybe not. What is your favorite memory in Pawling? And it doesn't have to be like a big community event. It could be a very personal thing. But your favorite memory. And you can give me two.
So I have two. My biggest and most... Boy, I have more than two. Maybe like the first carnival we went to was a lot of fun. The first farmer's market was fun. But I think the biggest and best memory I have is when I had COVID. I got COVID very early because I work in the medical field. And it kicked my, like it put me in the hospital 5 times. It almost killed me. It was really bad. But to see the response from the community, my neighbors, my friends, people that I know very well, people that I barely know, phone calls to my wife checking on me, gifts at our front door, like gifts, like toilet paper, food. The support of this community when I was down, and I love to do things. I MC anything I have to MC. I coach. I'm the voice of Pawling football. I will do anything for this town. The answer is usually not. It's always yes and when do you need me, right? Whether it's the Pawling Community Foundation, soccer, Art East, I do everything I can. Because I love it. I love to make sure people are having a good time. And that was reciprocated to me when I was down for the count in a really bad way. But not just to me, but to my wife and kids. So that's a real core memory. And it goes back to a small town feel. Everybody knows everybody. That's when it was an overwhelmingly positive thing. But so many great memories. It's just, you know, there's nothing like Pawling on a fall day at Lakeside Park watching your kid play rec soccer, right? I'm past that now, but I love our schools. I love the kids in this town. The memories are, you can't just boil it down to one, but that COVID one really to me is a memory I'll cherish. And then I had a parade. I had one of those, you know, that they were doing for children. They did one for me. To see, like, my buddy Brian Berlandi come down the road with a fire truck, and the line was through my entire neighborhood, out on the 55. It was just such an amazing feeling. So the whole COVID thing, even though so bad, for me was a real tremendous positive once I got better. So that parade was that was a lot of fun to see my friends and my family and all the people from Pauling come out to that stupid car parade and wave to me and bring me signs. And it was very touching. And I don't think people realize what it meant to me, but that's Pauling in a nutshell right there. That's my core memory. In the darkest time this country's seen in a long time, health-wise, one of my positive memories is that because of Pauling.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, you know? So I like that one. This is the hard one. I started to sweat a little bit. No, this is awesome. And I thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it.